Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened up 23 points this morning from Friday's close at 19,706 on turnover of 8 billion NT. The market tumbled by over 250 points on Friday following the release of a mixed batch of data on the U.S. economy, which dashed investor hopes that America's central bank will ease off on interest rate hikes anytime soon. Road safety activists have been taking to the streets of seven cities and counties to protest a decision by the government to amend the Road Traffic Management and Penalty Act and ease punishments for some traffic violations. People took to the streets of Taipei, Taoyuan, Hsinchu, Taichung, Tainan, Kaohsiung, and Yunlin County for around 30 minutes. The protests were organized by the Taiwan Vision Zero Alliance, and participants called for improved road construction, adequate complementary measures to the law, retraining procedures for drivers, reform of how traffic regulations are enforced, and for the amendment draft to be retracted. The Cabinet approved the amendments to the Road Traffic Management and Penalty Act 2 weeks ago. President Tsai Ing-wen has joined the annual Bai Sha Tun Matsu pilgrimage for a sixth consecutive year after it got underway at just past midnight in Miaoli County. Prior to the event getting underway, Tsai participated in a cleansing ritual for the palanquin that bears a statue of the sea goddess Matsu on a 9-day procession to the Zhao Tian Temple in Yunling's Beigang Township and back. Holding a pot of burning incense, Tsai circled the palanquin several times to cleanse it before the procession got underway. Organizers say some 180,000 people have registered to participate in the approximately 400-kilometer pilgrimage this year. In international news, North Korea fired multiple short-range ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters, days after the end of the South Korean-U.S. military drills that the North views as an invasion rehearsal. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida told a parliamentary session today that North Korea fired a number of ballistic missiles into the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. He said no damage or injuries have been reported and denounced North Korea's repeated tests as acts that threaten the region. U.S. President Joe Biden and his predecessor Donald Trump took aim at each other in speeches delivered over the weekend as the two men prepare for a widely expected rematch for the White House. Our Washington correspondent Jagruti Dave has more.
One candidate is too old and mentally unfit to be president. The other is me. This is what Joe Biden said about his Republican rival, recent errors on the campaign trail, even as he himself is trying to bat away questions about his own age and mental proficiency. Donald Trump, meanwhile, called Joe Biden a stupid president. He made dark predictions about the end of meaningful elections if he lost the race in November. And he also attacked certain migrants, saying that They're not people, in my opinion, and later called them animals. The Biden administration said that Donald Trump's bloodbath comments were hinting at political violence. The Trump campaign said that the former president's comments were taken out of context and that he was merely commenting on the downfall of the American car industry under the Biden administration.
That was Jagruti Dave. Global rideshare giant Uber will pay $178 million U.S. dollars to settle a long-running dispute with Australian taxi and hire car drivers who lost out when the company entered the Australian market. A class action lawsuit against Uber had been expected to go to trial in the Supreme Court of Victoria today, but lawyers acting on behalf of 8,000 taxi and hire car drivers said the case will be dropped because Uber agreed to the financial settlement. It's the fifth largest class action settlement in Australia's history and comes 5 years after the action was launched. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for a simplified version of the news uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.